Fighting for America.
We're broadcasting live from the Snake River Stampede. The crowd is percolating in for the Buckaroo Breakfast. You know, we wish you were out here at the Idaho Center. I'd buy you some pancakes at the Buckaroo Breakfast.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Constitution is very clear as to what constitutes ground for impeachment of the President of the United States. He has not committed the kind of criminal acts that call for that. We do believe that the President is not enforcing the law.
Fighting for you.
The 20th World Cup ends with Germany as champion.
And that's it. Final whistle. It's Germany's time for a fourth time. They're world champions.
The next World Cup will be in Russia in 2018.
Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Kevin Miller here with you. It is the Snake River Stampede Week, and you know what that means. We are live at the Buckaroo Breakfast, benefiting the area 4-H clubs. We'd love to see you this morning. Joining us now, Dave Petso, Petso Financial, the Petso Center, Petso International, Petso Man of the World, Dave Petso. Good morning at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. I love being introduced by you. I just feel better about myself all the time.
Well, That's what it's all about. You know, on Saturday, we were discussing a couple issues, and for once, the markets weren't going up. What happened last week, and what do you expect this week?
Yeah, well, the easy answer is I expect the opposite this week, because last week was basically, I think, a resting week. The market just rested. We have been going up, and not by any big leaps and bounds, just like a steady, nice, easy rise. But you still have to have these little sideways movements. But then you throw on top of that, you throw a little Portuguese scare. And I called it this morning on Channel 7, I called it the Europe Worries Part 4. So for the fourth year in a row, amazingly, we are going to be freaked out about the same thing, which is European banks. But this time I just think people will go, seriously, we've done this before, nothing happened. We did it again, nothing happened. And I just think it has diminishing worries, like everything else, has diminishing return every time we bring the same one up. So a Portuguese bank hit us last week with the worries about them defaulting, and everybody decided that was a good reason to sell, and it probably was. We needed to pause and rest, and so off all the markets fell by about 1% worldwide on that particular little piece of news. And don't ask me the name of the bank, because I have no idea. I've never heard of it before. Nobody had heard of it before. It's just a little Portuguese bank.
Dave Petso with us, Kevin Miller, 580KIDO from the Buckaroo Breakfast. How tied in are the banks today as opposed to 5 years ago?
How tied into each other, government?
How interconnected are they?
Worldwide. They still are to a degree, but not anywhere near where we were. Kevin, that's a great question, because that really is the reason that we had such a big problem when Lehman Brothers went down. Why can't we deal with the fact that an investment bank went under? And that's because of the interconnectivity between all of the banks. And that is much less than it used to be. The leverage is far, far lower than it has ever been, really, I'm sure, in my career. And when we go further, I'm sure we'll get back into something. Every time banks, Wall Street particularly, figures out a way to be really stupid, because there's a whole bunch of money to be made doing something silly, that they're sure they figured out some way around to keep the risk mitigated. But it fails, and it will, but I don't think it'll be the same reason in the future, and that was over-leverage, overly connected, and everybody was sure there was never going to be a problem again. They all had it nailed down.
Dave Petso with us, host of Money Matters, Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, from the Buckaroo Breakfast. You know, 1 year we've got to get you out here with me to hang out.
It would be awesome, Kevin, yes. And I like pancakes, so, and you know, this would be perfect. It would be a perfect combo.
I know, pancakes and dollars.
That's right. Two of my favorite things.
Dave, let's talk a little bit about the future of the dollar. We talked about this on Saturday. You have covered this extensively. And many folks, we can't emphasize it enough, what an advantage our country has, that the dollar is the worldwide currency. And there's been attempts by the euro, there's been attempts by others to replace the dollar. What do you make of the new attempts, whether it's the Russian, the Chinese, or some other type of currency to replace the dollar?
If you were any country in the world, you wish you had the world currency, world reserve currency, because it gives you an awful lot of wiggle room the way the United States has. So they all wish they had, but nobody else is saying, yeah, you guys go ahead and grab it now. It's the safest, it's the most secure, and as bad as we have it, it still is the world currency, and it still is the most secure by far. And this, I think, is what people miss on this. Is there a movement to have some kind of global currency for trade, at least, to have a blended basket of currencies for some reason or another? Of course there is, and there has been for years. But it's not something that's going to be adopted overnight. It's not something that anybody believes the yuan is a better answer, or certainly a Russian ruble is great, because we all trust Vladimir Putin. He'll be great. It'll be awesome, really, just to have a dictator run the world currency. It'll be perfect. So it is a circumstance where over the years we're seeing that diminish. I'm sure we will continue to see it diminish as the only currency trade. And at this point in time, there is no other choice. It will continue to reign supreme. And for those that are calling for the end of it, well, you're right. If you live long enough, I think that somewhere in the next 100 years, we'll figure out some other currency for trade. But at the same time, there's nothing out there on the horizon. There's nothing to believe that we won't continue for the foreseeable future as the world currency.
What would be the impact if we had a trade war with China?
Well, you know, this has been around for a long time. I really do remember the talk of the trade wars.
Right.
Even when we were kids, right, Kevin?
Yep.
I mean, it's been
yep.
talked about for a long time. Trade is something that most people don't get. Free trade is the thing that has brought the most wealth to every nation that has done it. And you can go back 200 years when unilaterally the British were trading freely with other countries who would say, oh, no, you don't bring this in, don't bring out tariffs on this, tariffs on that, wouldn't let others do it. And we all know how dominant globally they were. And you look at the United States, by trading freely, we put our businesses under a very difficult competitive environment. And what do? They rise to the occasion and create the best in the world. And they do it industry after industry after industry. What we don't do well is make really easy to make stuff that's simple to make, that maybe is toxic on top of that. And so we offshore crappy jobs. And so basically the free trade has been a real engine. So I agree with the worry. As far as a trade war, everybody's aware that that's a devastating blow to every country. But I think the biggest loser in this is going to have to be China, because they just cannot survive. They don't have a big enough economy internally to have a war with their biggest customer.
All right, Dave Pett, so we're going to put you to the test. Erning, I'm always braver when people are on the phone. If you've ever noticed that, yes. So earnings reports are coming out soon, correct?
Yes, they are right now, yes.
All right. Well, we have this from USA Today, and this is from Zach the Computer, and he's got five S&P 500 stocks will have the biggest upside surprises during the second quarter. Allegheny Tech, Southwest Air, Console Energy, Cabot Oil and Gas, Intuitive Surgical. The lowest there having a return of, or the earnings, 7.9%. Any thoughts on Zach the Computer predicting earnings reports?
Okay, Zach will be wrong just like dart-throwing monkeys are wrong, just like analysts on Wall Street are wrong, because predicting the future is a rather uncertain game. So Zach may hit one or two. He may have a lucky quarter and hit three of the five, but it will not be consistent. And the reason for that is that you can look at companies that are having a great quarter, and for the most part, everybody knows who those are, right? It's like when Micron came through with phenomenal earnings this past go-around, they were way better than expected, way better than expected. And the stock did take a bump, but it wasn't up, 20%. And the reason is because the companies, are always communicating with analysts, and we do know what is going on within them and whether they're having a good quarter or not. But then when you get down to the reporting period and you actually get those numbers out, then you can also have companies that are taking additional charges, whether they, you know, they're not necessarily manipulating earnings, but they're taking additional charges that they think they should, or they're booking additional gains that they think they should, and there's a little bit of leeway within accounting. So you're going to change those numbers a little bit every quarter, and if they have a particularly good quarter, let's face it, some of them like to sandbag it. They want to keep back a couple of orders, a couple of bucks for the next quarter so they can deliver consistent growth. And so not everything necessarily gets reported exactly as people expect.
Dave Petzo with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. Do we suffer from overhypeness? We have overhypeness in the politics, the news, the sports. What about the financial world when we watch the Fox, the CNBC, and others?
Well, it would probably be something, you know, along the lines of, oh, my gosh, can you believe Janet Yellen? She came in wearing this dress. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what this shows. Is she going to raise rates? I don't know. And I can imagine some talk show before, like sports talk. But it is nutty, Kevin. It's gone crazy to think how bizarre it is to report news redundantly all over and over and over and over and over that it is in the financial markets and that people actually pay attention. I think it leads us further from the truth. I think it's the great problem that people have in managing their money is being overly informed. They don't know what to do with all this massive data flow. They really don't know what to do with it. They don't know what it means. And it is causing people to feel like they should be trading or, you know, buying, selling. They should be following something that they can't really follow. And also, in many cases, it leads people to be searching in the wrong places. We should be buying gold because somebody told me that the world was ending, that the currency was going to collapse, that the dollar was done. Whatever it is, that it makes it easy to manipulate people into a fear-type product. All of these things serve to, I think, make it very, very difficult for people to trade. And you're right. We do overhype, and we overhype this idea that somehow the great corporations of the world change massively day to day with some kind of news flow. It's insane, really.
Dave Petzo here with us. Well, how do you combat that when someone will say, oh, well, I saw Jim Cramer, not just saying Jim Cramer. I mean, he's sure a famous guy, but when people say, oh, I saw Jim Cramer said, buy this.
Well, you say, great, what have you done any analysis, and do you think he did? And when do you think we should sell it? Next time you happen to be, if you happen to be watching, if he happens to get a phone call about that company, I don't think that's a way to manage your money. It's not a long-term perspective at all, and all it really is confirmation bias. What people, you know, I want to buy thus and such. So, you know, so you'll see this oftentimes at conferences. So we advisors fall prey to this just as well.
Hold on for a minute, Dave Petzo. Hold on. Let me grab a mic here. And we got the governor here. And I know the governor always likes to talk to Dave Petzo. And I'm going to try and, governor, keep talking here. We're going to.
All right.
There we go.
Hey, Dave, this is Butch. What's the buy of the week?
There we go. We got the governor and Dave Petzo. We've got the First Lady with us as well here at 580KIDO.
Awesome. Well, that's very nice. You've got a whole, you've got the all-star cast out there then.
That we do.
That's great.
Two Hotters and a Miller as the First Lady. Said, Governor, what do you want to say to Dave Petzo?
I already asked him. I said, Dave, what's the hottest buy of the day?
Well,
on the market.
I've got no choice, but I have to pick the local, right? I mean, if we're gonna do exactly what I say, you don't ever do, which is just pick some hot thing and run it. But I've got to pick Micron. It's on a tear, and it's no reason to think they're not going to continue to do well. They've got the wind at their backs. That's got to be the best company locally.
Well, it's been a very a comfortable, dramatic rise from where it was to 30. Last time I looked at it, was 32.60.
Yeah, we're up in the mid-30s now. A little better than when it was at $2,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
But I can tell you the First Lady's pretty happy because she held on to her stock.
Yeah, well.
Nice.
And the governor did not. The governor took the loss.
It's the only time I've had a win.
Yeah. we need to get you in here. Maybe we'll, if you're available to hire, we'll see if you can come work for us.
blind pig and acorn.
Well, yeah, now tell him about the rest of the stocks. Yeah.
Overall portfolio.
Dave, I don't know if you watch the commodities.
Oh, my gosh. You're hanging with me and you're going to talk about the commodities with Petso?
Yeah.
All right.
But have you watched these cattle?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Isn't that good news and bad news, though, Butch? I mean, you know that market better than I do. Prices are good when you go an auction, but then you can't get them to the feeders can't afford it. And then eventually they've got to come back down. You lose back what you gained.
Well, what they'll do is they'll go to a toll system where a feedlot will take your cattle, but you're going to pay on a daily gain. Because the cheapest, I remember when I was feeding a lot of cattle, the best we could cheapen a carcass was 12 cents. And I don't know where you could, there was some lights, there was some four weights sold in Twin Falls or Jerome around that area last weekend.
I know, Governor, this is tune out factor.
No. I just want to say $3.94.
Amazing. Now, let me ask you both what it means to both of you to be here for the Buckaroo Breakfast. Are you riding? What's going on here this week?
We are going to be in the Grand Entry. We've got a special on Saturday night. I don't know if they've announced it yet, so I'm not going to announce it.
Oh, come on. Give us the scoop.
No. You ask them. Anyway, we will be here. And, of course, the Snake River Stampede is the family's rodeo.
Right.
You look up in those stands, you go to any other sports event, not all of them, but most sports events you go to, you look up in the stands, Kevin, and you'll see the husband and the wife, you'll see the brothers, you'll see the sisters. This way you see the whole family.
Right.
When I do the Grand Entry loop and as I ride around, all the kids got their own cowboy hats and boots and flags and everything. Isn't that the way it is, honey?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a family event. It ties the whole Treasure Valley together and, supporting the Buckaroo Breakfast. And we've got Miss Rodeo Idaho. The competition's going on for Miss Rodeo Idaho, so there's the pageant going on for that. And our Miss Rodeo Idaho this year, Hallie Stutzman's getting ready to go to November to Miss Rodeo America at the NFR. And so we're getting ready to crown a new queen here Wednesday night, which we'll present the saddle and the buckle to. So that's pretty exciting stuff for one special Idaho girl. And so we're looking forward to being part of that, which we are every year. But that's always a fun thing for me, having come from kind of that background. But so it's we're out and about and around during the Snake River Stampede. You usually see two otters running around quite a bit.
Well, I know that. And, sometimes you all perform. So it's you feel any buckle under the pressure to perform? Because I know you're the header, right?
I don't. We're not roping at this one. We
okay,
may rope
just
in Caldwell,
asking.
But
just asking. Yeah.
I had.
I heal. Well, I can head or heal.
Right.
He only heals because I can only head. So.
Ah.
I'm learning.
Anything else you folks would like to talk about as far as, just the greatness of the Snake River Stampede?
Hey, come out for the Snake River Stampede. It's going to be a great week. Come out every night because every night's a different show.
I tell you, and we've got the best of the best. This is a PRCA rodeo, so we've got some of the top cowboys. I haven't seen the day sheets yet, but, I mean, it's nothing to see Trevor Brazil and some of the top riders out there roping and giving them. I mean, it really is. You are seeing about the same quality of show on a nightly basis that you would see at the NFR in Vegas.
I don't know if the jefe is going to be here, Luke Branquino.
I thought you were talking about Dave Petso.
This is a bulldogger. Yeah, this is a steer wrestler, and he's like eight-time been to the national finals. But his dad, we had a little gathering out at the ranch here last week.
Yes.
And his dad, John, came up for it. And he thought Luke was going to be here, but he said Luke's got the points. He's going to be at the national finals. So, folks, if you're not going to get to the national finals, here's a chance to get a preview of what's going to go on at the national finals, because, as Lori said, this is the best of the best.
More coming up here at 580 KIDO.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right. right, we're back with Dave Pezzo. Gee, Dave, I didn't know we were going to go into the cattle stuff with the governor.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, actually, that's the great thing about the business I'm in. You know, I've worked with some very successful cattle feeders, and it's one of the things that, and then you go over and you work with doctors, and so you understand what they're going through. So many different business people, it just astounds me how some of the things that people have to face and what we consider or look in to be day-to-day lives, and watching them go through the ups and downs, and you learn a lot about a lot of different industries. I've had a fascinating life thus far, Kevin, and I cannot really say anything but how blessed I am to be able to get to know so many different people that are in different industries. It's just a really fun part of what I do.
Dave Pezzo with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. What should we look out for this week?
You know, earnings are coming through. Again, the market, it looks like we're going to open up today. Well, it's opening right now, and it's opening higher with good earnings numbers. We've got more mergers going on. Kevin, everybody within business, this is the thing that investors miss so badly, and that is just watch what big business is doing. Big business is buying other business. They're using their cash for mergers, for acquisitions. And again, we have another merger Monday happening here with several different merger deals that occurred over the weekend being announced this morning. Earnings are good, and everybody's sitting around wringing their hands that the market's too high. Well, if it's too high, it must just be full of dope-smoking CEOs that are just too stupid to really know what's going on in the world, that it's all going to end soon, and they really shouldn't be going out there and tying up with other companies and figuring out how to grow their businesses so successfully, because that's what's happening, and that's the fact of what's been going on in this market for a couple of years. But another big day, I would look for these mergers to help stimulate another good week in the market as we look past the little Portuguese hiccup.
Dave Pezzo, we appreciate it at 580 KIDO. Sorry about the distraction there.
No, that was great. Hey, anytime you get to talk to the governor, he's just a heck of a guy, fun guy. And, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, it was just one of those things that certainly speaks to my heart. This is a smart man, a good businessman, and that's who we need more of running this country. We need less bureaucrats, and forgive me, but what is it, about 80% of Congress is attorneys. So we need some business people out there to help get our country back on track, and I think we've got one right here in Idaho.
Dave Pezzo, we'll see you Saturday.
We will talk to you soon, Kevin. Thank you, and have fun at the Buckaroo breakfast.
All right, Dave Pezzo with us, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
And good morning, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning from the Buckaroo Breakfast, which starts today at 7 o'clock at the Ford Idaho Center. Joining us now, our great friend Dave Burnett. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
And we take a look at the day today. Of course, the rodeo kicks off tonight. Any fond memories of this rodeo or any one others that you'd like to share with us?
Well, you know, I spent for years, I used to do with Boyd Paul Hamus, Leon Coffey, and the great Bob Tolman. I used to do the mutton busting announcing for years, did that for about 8 straight years. So a lot of memories in the old Green Monster, and then once he moved it inside as well. And the funny thing is, with the Buckaroo Breakfast, it always reminds me of my hockey playing days, because I played for a team called the Portland Junior Buckaroos. It was a Western Hockey League franchise, and so every time I hear the word Buckaroo, it reminds me of those days. So
I see.
Odd. I know it's boring because it's about me, but just kind of an odd relationship between Buckaroos and hockey there.
I did. Why would it be boring about you?
I could hear it in your voice already.
No, actually, I was just going Buckaroo. I just didn't think of Buckaroo in hockey. Actually.
No, see, one of your tells if you played poker is you say, I see. And when you say, I see, that means I'm bored. Let's move on.
No, I was really just trying to think of you playing hockey because you played soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You're down with the Contras in Central America. You went to the Citizens Police Academy. I was just trying to get a grasp of soccer and hockey. You can tell not much is going on if I'm just delving into your world of being an athlete.
Yeah, which wasn't much to talk about, I guess.
Speaking of things to talk about now, I think I was kind of skimming the story and hearing about you as a Buckaroo junior hockey player, and I don't know if this is appropriate to talk about, but it's just something that grabbed my attention, and I could hear the national shows talking about this, and most of they get their stuff, unless they're like Glenn, and he has his own prep site, The Blaze. Most people get their stuff from Drudge, and apparently, and let's apologize in advance for all the family folks, but there's a new rape repellent bra that shocks attackers and alerts police.
Hmm.
And I don't know how much farther we can go, but I was just looking at that headline and listening to you talk about being a little buckaroo. And so just the two things converged at the Ford Idaho Center today. So I'm just going, it's amazing what technology will come up with today.
Well, I mean, good for capitalism, good for invention. It's very sad commentary on our society today that a woman would feel so unsafe walking a city street to where not only would she need the defense, but a way of contacting police immediately. I mean, what a sad commentary on our society.
Well, we'd say thankfully that doesn't happen here in Idaho, but
heard,
police arrest three people in the connection with a Nampa murder.
Yeah, it does. And assaults, domestic assault on women, cases of rape happens more often than most of us would even care to think.
Nope. Of course, they have the big domestic violence night here, the Man Up Crusade, Friday night at the Buckaroo Breakfast or the Snake River Stampede. But here's something else that's interesting. Sergeant Bergdahl's returning to active duty. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. He still hasn't seen his parents.
Nope. He refuses to see them, does not want to see them, which makes you scratch your head. I know last night your favorite comedian, I know you're into David Letterman, he made a joke last night that the Cleveland Cavaliers released five Taliban prisoners for LeBron James, taking another swipe at the Bergdahl story. But didn't get a whole lot of laughs out of the crowd with it.
Yeah, they probably don't know who Bergdahl is.
Yeah, that could be. It might be going, oh, who? Because that story came and went very quickly.
It has, and people keep trying to bring it back. And, of course, it won't until the Army gives him permission to speak, if he wants to speak, whoever gets the big get with the phony sincerity. And then it will all be ginned back up again, unless his parents speak. And I don't think that they will.
I don't think so. And Bo himself may not. He may say, you know what? No, I have no interest unless somebody's doing a book deal and he's looking at the cash. So bizarre story, though. You think about it. The fact of, you know, and if there was troubles between parent and son before, I get that. But you would think after 5 years that would melt away. But it's a head scratcher.
Yeah, I don't get why he hasn't spoken with them.
I guess he has his reasons, I guess, but none of us seem to know what they are.
Right. Between that and the idea that we talked a little earlier that the Army has let him run wild and free now.
I don't know that the Army is letting him run wild and free. Which report did you read that in?
Well, he's allowed out. He's allowed back to normal duty. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. At 580KIDO, they're going to put him back in the barracks, which I don't know if that is a good idea either.
Well, again, we don't know the real inside of what's going on. We don't, you know, we know what a few people have said publicly that served with him. I don't know that confined to desk service means he's out running wild and free. That's your comment, not mine.
Leave the post.
He is returning to, but again, we don't know the stipulations, really, that they just say, have at it, go where you want. I don't know that they're saying that. I think they're saying that we are going to go out on outings, but my guess is that he has somebody with him.
He has been left to run wild and free by himself. He is unaccompanied.
So he's just running up and down the street with scissors? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying he can go to a mall, he can go to a restaurant by himself. They have admitted that they've let him out by himself.
So at what point do you not let him do that? At what point do you let him do that?
I think that you keep him confined to the hospital for at least 6 months. I think that in addition to that, then you start going over the reexamination of the 5 years in captivity. I don't think that you let Bo into the outside world.
So you keep him in prison for another year?
Until you find out the answers of the details of his capture, the details of his time. Did he aid and abet the enemy? Because if he did, that's a different case. Then you don't get to go to TGI Fridays. You get to go to Fort Leavenworth.
Maybe they maybe they do know.
And I think in fairness to him, since he has been smeared by a lot of folks, or there have been a lot of false accusations, or maybe correct accusations, the public should know that, and he should have this process expedited to quickly, as opposed to letting him go to the mall and to the bookstore. Because I'll tell you this, and it'll probably be somebody locally in San Antonio, but eventually they'll get him. And I don't mean in a bad way, but they'll get him. They'll have one of those phones, and they'll start chasing him around or something like that. Or they may even get him to talk. Some of the interviews that Mr. Bergdahl has done in Haley is he was at Zanies, and he just started talking. He didn't know he was talking to a reporter until the article came out.
Yeah, you know, and I just say that maybe the Army psychologists have done their work. They've done their interviewing. They've done their talking. That the investigation underway, they feel comfortable with the answers they have to this point to allow him more freedom.
And you're satisfied with that?
I don't have a choice to be or not to be, because whatever I feel doesn't matter.
Well, that's a defeatist attitude, Dave.
No, that is the truth. What matters is what the Army psychologists and leadership feel. That's what matters.
Well, maybe you trust the government, but I don't.
Well, what is it you're going to do to change that?
I'm going to continue to question. I'm going to continue to raise scenarios that could or couldn't happen. And eventually, due to public pressure, they will capitulate based on my individual questions and rantings and ravings, and we will get the answers.
And so you'll be able to keep Bo locked up for another 6 months?
Apparently not, but...
But that's what you want.
But here's the thing. What happens if he did collude with the enemy?
But do you think they've asked him that?
Well, obviously he's going to say no, so you have to have a thorough investigation. You can't have a thorough investigation after only keeping him there. I mean, what, he couldn't speak? Now he's down at Albertsons with the Albertsons card.
Do you think there's been any investigation ongoing during the past 5 years?
I'm just, you know, I'm not going to get you to change your opinion. You're not going to get me to change my opinion. Okay. You can ask these probing questions so early in the morning, but I'm going to tell you, I think myself and the majority of people that love America have issues with this.
Well, I mean, that could be. I'm not going to argue that you have issues.
Well, and I think a lot of Americans are very disturbed by this. Now, I would hope that we would get the answers. I would hope that he would speak to his parents. But it does beg the issue that he and his father were corresponding back and forth. His father tells him to vote his conscience or follow his conscience. And the next thing we know, Bo's heading out the door. And I do think that the military is responsible for that. I mean, he had issues in the Coast Guard. He had issues in California. Had issues in Afghanistan. The unit had problems. The NCO in charge was relieved of command. I believe the company commander was relieved of command because of the problems in that unit. You know, again, as a manager, who are you responsible for, Dave?
Sounds to me like there's been a bit of an investigation already. Huh.
No, answer my question. As a manager, who are you responsible for?
Well, the people under you.
Exactly. And if the people under you have issues, what is it your duty to do?
Well, it's to find out what those issues are.
And
to deal with them.
Right. And if somebody came up to you, and you and I have talked about this here at 580KIDO, but it's either this or the Home Run Derby.
Ooh.
And somebody came up to you and said, hey, I've got, you care if I leave during my blah, blah, blah. Well, just leave your microphone at the door, but that you can go. And you didn't report that to the Don, then that would be on you.
And at that point, then you'll lock the guy up for another 6 months.
I think that a lot of Americans would not have a problem with that.
Yeah, well, a lot of Americans love David Letterman, too.
maybe you, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi don't have issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
But myself, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul, and Mike Crapo, we don't have problems with that.
Well, and by the way, speaking of your good friend Harry Reid, he said that Judge Judy would throw out Boehner's lawsuit. I can't wait to see what Judge Judy has to say about that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. We do have Patrick Joseph Buchanan on. It's going on 20 years since I've known Pat. Talking about his book, The Greatest Comeback, How Richard Nixon Rose from Defeat to Create the New Majority. I'm very excited about that in the 8 o'clock hour. I get very emotional about people that I've known for years.
Pat Buchanan, that's a good get for a guest coming up at 8. So that's definitely one.
You're not
share
gonna,
with your friends.
You're not going to expand on that?
On what?
Like, oh, Kevin, that's so awesome that you know this guy. That
well, obviously, you're on a first-name basis with Pat. So that's good.
Actually, I am. Pat has called me the Patrick J. Buchanan of New Hampshire when
that's,
I was a baby talk show host. And we've kept up over the years. See, now, here's the difference between you and me. When you talk about the being a member of the Portland Buckaroos, I was interested. I said, what position did you play? How many years did you have a chance to go to the NHL?
Kevin, have a pancake on me. Traffic now, Kevin, as you're coming out of camp.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO, live from the Buckaroo Breakfast. Our great friend Patrick Joseph Buchanan will be joining us. It's a very emotional time. Been with Pat through several presidential campaigns. He's written a new book on Nixon, and a lot of people have been comparing Obama to Nixon. And now you have people even in Chicago saying that Obama is the worst president ever. Now, does he have any more support? I don't know, but the crisis on the border continues. The Middle East is blowing up. Unemployment is still the same, and people call me a negative Nelly for just actually reporting the facts. I think we've reached a point, my friends, where we're so saturated with the negativity, we just kind of sit back and just let it go, that we just kind of tune out, which is what they want, correct? I mean, when Harry Reid is talking about Judge Judy taking over the lawsuit between Obama and Boehner, things have gotten past ridiculous, haven't they? Much more coming up. And can somebody explain to me this smoking ban in Garden City? You can't smoke in a place that serves people 21 and over. We'll talk about that next.